All right, following the Sharon Collier Danville season opener, I'm here with Chinone Muneme and Matthew Spicer. So first off, both of you, I'll start with Chinone. What was your initial impression of this first meet of the year?
Definitely nervous. It's the season opener, and I want to do good, but I also have to remind myself that it's the opener. So, like, it's just to have fun and see where I'm at and how I want the rest of the season to go. So.
Matt?
For me personally, I was excited. I was thrilled. Just because, you know, the last 3 years always haven't been the best. I've had a lot of injuries. I've, had to deal with and come back. But, you know, with the new transition to a new coach, I learned a lot of new things. And I came out and I ran and executed today. And, you know, I'm very proud of myself and what I did today.
Yeah, you guys, you talk about new coach, Coach K. You know, Coach Cartwright is now the director of track and field. You know, what's that experience been like building up to this meet? And, you know, how'd you kind of get to see it play out today?
I would say to me personally, it's a whole new experience because, you know, he's a director, so he does stuff a lot differently. You know, speaking of Grant Cartwright, but after the Coach K, like, he's very, you know, he knows his stuff. I say that, you know what I'm saying, background, you know, being Olympian and stuff like that. So, you know, he's very dedicated to where he's worked, you know what I'm saying. Like, as long as you do what you're supposed to do, you stick with it, and you're mentally there, he'll take care of you.
Definitely. I feel like he's definitely has a closer relationship with all of us, Coach K specifically, but also Coach Cartwright as well. I can see that he really wants to uplift the team and get the team to a level that, you know, we've always dreamed of reaching, but now I can see it in the future. So,
yeah. And you came out and ran a 7.88 in the 60-meter dash. You know, what did you like about, you know, just getting out there and having a good start? And you know, you're a couple hundredths of a second away from that top 10 list. So, you know, how does it feel to kind of be on that cusp and you know, what are you looking forward to in the next semester?
Yeah, it definitely feels amazing. I've kind of struggled with the 60 meter my last 2 years, but just seeing me open up at a time that I haven't touched since high school is just very motivating. And I almost have a sense of confidence and can see myself running faster at next meets and potentially for Patriot League championships as well. So,
and Matt, you came in the 300. You know, how is that event kind of a little different than, you know, say a typical 2 or a 4 or something where you're really going for those standard times?
So I'd say it's different because it's like between, obviously it's right in the middle, right? So you kind of have to pace yourself, but at the same time you really can't. So you really gotta go out strong, drive out, and then kind of like maintain but be on a rhythm, you know what I'm saying? So 200 meters, you're on a rhythm, and then that last 100 meters, kind of, you got to give your best effort in order to stay on pace and stuff like that. Because it's very hard, because the last 50 to 80 meters, like, you'll slow down. Like, you pretty much start walking and stuff like that. So, but, you know, even in this race, I slowed down a little bit too slow, but, you know, that's what I learned, that I can improve a lot, so.
Yeah, what was kind of the team's mentality as a whole coming into this meet? You know, what were you guys looking for?
Yeah, so I'll say for the whole team, it was more of like a, let's get out there and let's have fun. You know, let's go out and see what we can do. Because I think we only had not a lot of athletes compete this meet. A lot of people that compete in the January 18th, 17th meet. But it was more of like, go out, have fun, you know, what can we take away from this experience? What was the mindset for that?
Yeah, I would definitely say, like, it's almost like a final exam in a way. Like, we've been training, conditioning for so long, and we're all, like, excited to see, like, how that's led up to such this moment. I mean, still going out there to have fun, but also seeing, like, how that work has come into fruition and what we can improve on it for the next semester and stuff. So.
Yeah, that makes sense. You know, very sad ceremony today for the late Sharon Collier Danville, but plenty of alumni showed up. For her husband, Bob Daniel, former VU Hall of Famer, was here. You know, what was it like to see kind of the support that even, you know, 40 years after your graduation, that someone like Sharon could have here at BU and have with the alumni base that's here?
I mean, it's inspiring, truly, just because, like, you know, knowing that that BU has such a big support system, you know, it was heartening as well, just because of the whole situation. But, you know, I was really inspired to, like, yeah, I definitely want to come back in the future. You know, after I'm graduating and stuff like that, I want to come back and I want to provide for this program as well. You know what I'm saying? I'll be able to, you know, donate stuff and be here for future athletes that come.
Yeah, I would feel the same way. I think it brought us closer as a team. Like, we were holding each other arm in arm. So I could definitely feel, like, the emotions coming through and honestly, just like looking at the people next to me, I was like, okay, these are the people that I want to come and visit back, and the school that I want to support for, you know, however long I can. But yeah, I think it just really gave us a sense of community, and knowing that Sharon's legacy was such an inspirational story, it's something that I think all of us want to fulfill as athletes and as people who are beyond BU's year. So